Paddy, another pre-season. How's the feeling? How's the body heading into this one?
Body's good. I think you'll get the same answer from most clubs. Everyone's excited because you've been away for 12 weeks. But yeah, we've got some new faces. There's been a significant change, I suppose, on our list. So yeah, all back into it this summer.
Significant change. Do you think that will change? I mean, it's a bit early to talk about game plan and things like that. But do you think it might change the dynamic of the team heading into 2019?
Oh, potentially. We've sort of got some real younger players in our side and then some established players. So I suppose that's what the next 4 months is for, sort of finding out how all that fits and how all that sits. And then I'm sure there'll be some slight tinkering to the game plan. And, that's what the pre-season's for, though, isn't it?
I think it's close to 30 players in the past two seasons in terms of turnover. Does it feel like it's not a rebuild, but that there is a little bit of a changing of the guard?
I don't know about changing of the guard. I think you've got to look to progress, otherwise you're standing still, particularly with how even the competition is. I think we can do it because we do have that experience at the top end, so it'd be a different situation if you're changing over, you know, a large number of the squad, but you don't have that that experience at the top end. But because we have it, not too concerned by it, excited by it.
Does it change the expectations then?
Expectations don't change for us. They're high. Always have been, always will be.
Are you guys a top four contender in 2019? Is that
right? Oh, you can throw out any number not even in December yet. You know, we've got to make sure that we prepare ourselves as best we possibly can. Not going to put a top four or top eight, but we're here to compete for a premiership.
How much time just been reflecting on the end of last year?
The first couple of weeks it's sort of emotional, and then after that you sort of get into the rhythm of not sticking to a diary. That's tough the first couple of weeks, particularly when there's other teams that are playing and you're an also-ran, and this organisation isn't about that, so we've got to make sure that we get back to where we should be, and that means 10 months of hard work. Not necessarily angry. You've got to be realistic as well. We weren't good enough, beaten by a better side. So, you can be angry all you like, but that doesn't really fix anything.
And what changes then over this summer to say, you know, you weren't good enough in 2018 to contend for a premiership in 2019?
It's a difficult one for us because we lost, I think it was 8 or 9 games by under 2 goals. So, we'll tinker a few things, but we're just going to make sure in those clutch moments that that we're delivering. And that, I think that comes back a fair bit to our senior players and making sure we're delivering, and our younger players putting pressure on our older players. So one of those harder things to train for because you've got to be in that situation to be able to execute, but we've got to be better in those clinch moments.
Is it fair to say it's time for the... you just spoke about the senior players and, you know, you guys carrying the change that you've gone through and being able to deal with that. But is it fair to say, the improvement's going to have to come from the younger guys and the next kind of, you know, bottom six of your team to put pressure on and then be able to push everyone else up? Is that where it's going to...
It's important that our younger players aren't patient. They're not waiting for an opportunity. They've got to earn it, and that happens now. Spots are up for grabs, so you put your hand up by training your backside off, executing and forcing the coaches to pick you. So it's a pretty simple message for our players.
You bring in guys like Rowan and Dowhouse, I guess. How does that change how much you go forward, bringing a couple of extra forwards in?
Not sure, to be honest. It's day one of pre-season for our senior players. Our younger guys have been back for a few weeks, but that's what the next 4 months is going to be. It's finding out how it all works, whether Gaz is playing forward, who's playing in defence, whether Lukey's running through the midfield or spending time at half forward. We don't really know yet. We've got to see how the side looks over the next, 4 months of pre-season, and you break it down to the main sessions and when we do our match simulation and just how that all fits together.
So what are you trying to get out of, I guess, just block between now and Christmas, I guess, as someone a bit older?
Yeah, look, I think it's a crucial time of the year. Every session that you don't do or that you miss and someone else does, it's another one in the bank. You can't cheat the pre-season. It's critical to a good season. So we've got to make sure that we've got really strong availability over the next 4 months. That being said, the pre-Christmas period is a bit of a tough one because you load up after that because there's a horizon on the end, whereas pre-Christmas is interesting because you sort of build up for 3 weeks and then you've got this 2.5 week block now with the changes to the sort of leave period. So we've got to make sure that we do that well.
On Gary, is there a genuine possibility that he can play in defence and sit behind the footy at times?
I was talking about Gary Rowan.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going there's going to be confusing. Too many Garys. Yeah.
Scarlo did sort of hint at it a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Is that?
Don't know. He spent a little bit of time at different stages behind the ball this year, last season. But yeah, it's so early. It's pretty difficult to answer.
He came under a sort of scrutiny last year, I mean, because everyone set the bar so high for him. I mean, do you expect that to change at all this year? Maybe, you know, second year back at Geelong, people expectations maybe aren't as what they were when he was here originally? Or?
Look, I think when you're arguably the best player of all time, the expectation is going to follow you wherever you go, and it always has for him, and probably always will. I don't think we've ever expected a 34-year-old to perform the way that Gaz has. It's always been a part of his career. He's 34, he averaged 29 possessions a game last year, kicked 15, 16 goals. It's not a bad return. But when you've done what he's done, I suppose it's a bit of a burden at times because the bar is so high.
On the offside, do you have anything exciting? How do you go about freshening up?
Off-season was busy. Did filmed a few different TV shows, which is exciting, and a little bit of work on my radio show, so there's always, it's almost less busy once pre-season starts again.
When you start the pre-season, older, more experienced, you roll through the door, you see all the younger guys, does the premiership clock, does the drive to success, is it ticking? Can you sort of feel it and go, I don't have as many years as where I've been walking in last year, and I am, the time might be running out?
It's always ticking. It just, I think I can play for a little while to come.
Can you hear
Kano
it?
Kingy or 7 or 8 years?
I'll give you six.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you outside. Oh, look, I'm an impatient person, and all our leaders are, because they understand that. They understand that, the end is closer than the beginning. So it is about getting on our bike and being successful again quickly. It's a hard message sometimes to drill into to younger players that are first starting out, because I remember sitting in a room with Simon Goodwin. He said, just enjoy the ride and make sure you're impatient, because it just races, and this is year 12 for me, and all of a sudden, yeah, the mortality of it'll end eventually is a reality.
Do you feel that walking in day one?
Not really. No, not yet. It's probably something you experience more in season. It's a bit like the first day of school, first day of pre-season. You sort of have those jittery nerves, and then once you get back into the rhythm and the routine, it's training as usual.
Have you had a chat to Tim Kelly about being back here? Obviously, requested a trade and still here.
No, not yet. Not yet. He's a pro, Tim. He understood the situation, and I think he's handled himself really well. We had our screening day yesterday, and everyone was glad to see him again.
As a senior player and leader of the club, what can you do to ensure he gets the most out of the next 12 months?
I'm just going to support him in every way that we can, and I feel we've done that in his first season. He had an unbelievable first year as a first-year player, albeit a mature age player. So we expect him, and he expects himself to go to another level again, and we're going to make sure that we can provide the environment to do that. And he's a very, very special player, and we're going to make sure that he continues to perform that way.
Have you getting special consideration over this period in terms of maybe getting a bit more time to be back home, or do you expect him on track the entire pre-season like the rest of it?
He was pretty keen to get back to pre-season, to be honest. We've got a three-week block now, and then we've got 2.5, nearly 3 weeks over Christmas. So there's a decent leave period there, but this, the club's certainly understanding with the situation that Tim's in.
Are you going to captain an AFLX team, Major?
Look, it's still very early days with AFLX and the potential concepts and what might happen next year. I'm not fully across it, to be totally honest with you. But I think over the next couple of weeks they'll start to get something sort of set in stone and build the excitement around it. But I still think it's pretty early days now.
If you are picking your own team, who's pick one for you?
I'm not sure. I haven't put that much thought into it.
Yourself?
Well, I've already been in the side in that situation, so he's someone else.
We saw Luke Dallas's frustrations a little bit played out on social media in the off-season. Now that he's here, your relationship with him, obviously, do you need to take him under a wing a little bit and guide him a little bit?
Not a huge amount, I don't think. Luke's a pro. He trains his backside off. That's how he's got to the situation that he's in. You know, he was a rookie pick. And when he first started, you know, he was starting from a long way back, and he's a premiership player now. He's played 150-odd games. I don't think he's got a chip in his shoulder, but he's certainly got a point to prove to people that that he's a really good league footballer. So we expect a lot of him this year, but not as much as he expects of himself. So he'll handle it like a pro.
Thanks, Tim.